لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, from where I am sitting, I can look out onto the lawn and garden of my parents-in-law's house in Leeds. And one of the things that my mother-in-law does is that any leftovers from dinner, you know, pieces of bread and rice and whatever is left over, she takes it out and she puts it out on the lawn. And there are these birds, there are a couple of pigeons and there are two ravens, absolutely black, big crows. And there are a whole lot of small birds. There's, I can see a couple of shrikes, I can see a couple of blackbirds, I see robins, I see a thrush, several smaller birds. They all come and they eat the food. And they actually wait for her, and you can see them, you know, hanging about, sitting on the hedge and some of the trees, waiting for her to come out. And then when she comes out, she puts the food out there, they all come and they eat the food. They're also choosy. My mother-in-law said that one day she put some papad, raw papad. They refused to eat it. When she fried it and put it out, they ate it. So they're also choosy about what they want. They don't just take whatever comes. And Subhanallah, I was thinking to myself, this is the Khudrat of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. This is how He gives rizq. And rizqun kareem, if you look at it, Allah feeds the bird, but not in the nest. But Allah doesn't also require the bird to make a great deal of effort to get the food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually instructs His higher level makhluk to provide for His lower level makhluk. And subhanAllah, this is especially in the West, if you, you know, in England, America, and so on, you see this all the time, you see this everywhere, if you just open your eyes, higher level makhluk providing for lower level makhluk. Who takes care of dogs? Human beings. Who takes care of cats? Human beings. And the pet food and the pet care industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. In terms of food, in terms of care, in terms of cleaning and grooming. And of course now they have, in America, of course they have psychologists for dogs. because dogs have lived so close to human beings that they also get depressed. I mean, it's not surprising seeing what human beings are doing. And even the dog gets depressed. But if you look at this, I mean, subhanAllah, this is the Qudrat of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, who provides from sources that we cannot even imagine. Imagine these birds who come to eat this food that my mother-in-law puts outside. And they have no clue. They have no understanding whatsoever of how this food is made and where it came from. And, you know, nothing. They don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow morning. But they are absolutely sure that this lady is going to come out and put the food there. And she does. And she's concerned. I mean, when she leaves to go anywhere, she makes sure that someone else puts the food out there. So Allah has put this sense of responsibility in her heart, that she does this, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward her and, for this beautiful act of kindness. But I'm saying the learning and lesson for us is in terms of the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially with regard to risk. And this is what Allah told us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somebody asked Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, and he said that they asked him, they said, how is it that you're always so, you know, peaceful and there's no sign of any care on your face? So Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi said that, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created me for a purpose. And I concern myself with that purpose, that I must fulfill it. And that purpose is the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to take care of my needs. And I believe in His promise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that your needs are my job, I will take care of them. So I believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He said so what must I be worried about? You know, what's that worry about? And then He said two other things. He said the third thing is that He said, I am ashamed of committing a sin, because I know that Allah is watching. And the fourth thing He said is that I know one day I will meet my Rabb. And so I prepare for that. So think about this. Four things. Fulfill the purpose of your own creation, number one. Number two, leave Allah to do His job. He knows how to do it. He has the ability to do it, and he doesn't tell lies. So if he told you he will do it, he will do it. Third one is be ashamed of committing sins because you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. So watch yourself. And number four is one day we will meet him. So prepare for that. I mean, this is an absolutely beautiful formula for a very, very, very nice life. I mean, think about that. How beautiful is that? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing us from sources unimaginable. And this is where we have to understand that. Think about these birds. If those birds, if there was one of them, and birds don't have philosophy, but if they did, then one of them said, you know what, we don't know this lady, will she bring the food today or not? Well, let me go look out for myself. Now that bird will eventually find some food, but it's going to be spending a lot of time and energy flying around and hunting here and there for no reason, because all she had to do was sit peacefully and wait for the food, and the food will come. Because she has this faith and belief that this lady will provide this food for me, and she knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing the food. So the food comes from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Our job is to go and pick it up. But that's possible only if you understand where it's coming from and you understand what is coming. And then being picky and choosy about that. Pick the right ones. Pick the right things. Pick what is halal. It's not that. I'm not saying here that raw papad is not halal. I'm just saying that, I'm using that as an analogy to say that we don't just eat anything that comes our way. We don't take any source of sustenance that comes our way. We pick the halal. That is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send it to us. We just need to choose what we want. And what we want is that which pleases it. And the other one is a test, and believe it. This is so beautiful. If you just look around yourself and so on and see how many beautiful signs of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu are all around us, there is no end to the amount of learning that we can do. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to see around, to look around us, and to actually see. There's a difference between looking and seeing. To see is to understand. So we look and we understand in that seeing. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes before they open for us. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك اللهم الرحيم.